everybody. It's time for NHK World Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. Today we begin a new course. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun together learning Japanese and Japanese culture in the coming year.
The main character of our skit is Anna. She's an international student from Thailand and a big fan of Japanese manga or Japanese comics.
Anna entered the Japanese department at her university in Bangkok and learned how to speak in simple Japanese. But she wanted to learn more in Japan, so she's come to study at a university in Tokyo for 1 year.
In lesson one, Anna meets her tutor, Sakura, at the university for the first time. Tutors are the Japanese students who support foreign students with their studies and everyday life. Sakura is learning to be a teacher of Japanese. Now let's listen to the skit for lesson one. Today's key sentence is...
私はアンナです。
I'm Anna.
はじめまして。私はアンナです。
はじめまして。さくらです。
よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそ。
Now let me explain about the skit. Anna said,
はじめまして。
How do you do? This is a standard greeting when you meet somebody for the first time. When somebody said to you,
はじめまして。
You also say,
はじめまして。 私はアンナです。
私はアンナです。 I'm Anna.This is today's key sentence.
私
I
は
is the particle indicating a topic or the topic marker.
Wait a second. Can you explain what a topic is?
Well, it's the topic of a conversation or what you're talking about. The topic can either be the subject of a sentence or not. In this sentence, 私 or I is the topic and also the subject as well.
Anna
is Anna. When you want to say something like noun A is noun B, such as I'm Anna, you say
です
after noun B and forms a predicate. Thus, you say A は B です.
Okay, so when I introduce myself, I would say はじめまして、私は Jonathan です, right?
That's right.Now let's all try to introduce ourselves using our names.
Okay, let me try. 私は Jonathan です.
That's great! Then Sakura replies.
はじめまして、さくらです。
Now you know what this means. How do you do? I'm Sakura.
Hold on a sec. Sakura just said Sakura です instead of 私は Sakura です. Why didn't she say 私はbefore Sakura desu, or I'm Sakura.
In Japanese, you often omit the topic or the subject, if it's clear from the context. Here, it's obvious that the person who is speaking is Sakura, so it sounds more natural if you don't say 私は in a sentence like this. If you use 私は too much, when you don't need to, you can end up sounding too assertive, which isn't really appreciated in Japanese culture.
It's kind of like that in English, too, when you say, I'm this and I'm that. Like, it's all you're talking about is yourself. I'll try not to use 私は too often in Japanese.
Perfect, then. Now, Anna says,
よろしくお願いします。
You say,
よろしくお願いします。
When you introduce yourself to somebody, it's like, nice to meet you. It literally means, I'm looking forward to having good relations with you.You can also say this to close a conversation when you ask somebody to do something for you.
It's really a useful expression and is used all the time.
Let's practice saying it slowly.
よろしくお願いします。
Okay. Sakura then replies.
こちらこそ。
こちらこそ means nice to meet you too. Or more literally, it's I who should say so. Okay, let's listen to the skit for lesson one one more time.
はじめまして。私はアンナです。
はじめまして、さくらです。
よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそ。
Now let's listen to a new segment called Teacher's Teacher. The program supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, who has been teaching Japanese for more than 20 years, teaches us today's learning point.
Today, Professor Tokunaga teaches us about the different types of writing in Japanese.
私が教えましょう。
She says, the Japanese language has three types of script, each with its own specific rule. When you write, 私はアンナです。I'm Anna. The noun for I, 私, is written in kanji. わ、です, and other particles that indicate grammatical functions are written in hiragana. Verbs and adjectives are written in kanji and hiragana combined. And foreign names and loan words, or words that have come from foreign languages, such as Anna, which is Anna, or a word like radio or radio, are written in katakana. Hiragana and katakana are phonetic symbols, each representing one syllable. Japanese has five vowels,
a, i, u, e, o,
and nine consonants. In Japanese, each vowel by itself and vowel consonant set form one syllable. The exception is the character for the sound
ん.
Try to write your names in Japanese, referring to the tables of its writing system in the textbook for this program or on the program's homepage on the internet.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
This is our segment for sound words. Jonathan, have you ever heard of the word onomatopoeia?
Yeah, like cock-a-doodle-doo for roosters, right?
That's right. In Japanese, we say
Kokekokko.
Kokekokko. These are words that contain sounds that remind people of particular noises, voices, or behaviors. Japanese has a lot of them.
They appear a lot in manga or cartoons as well, right?
Right. And over the course of this program, I'll introduce you to quite a few of these words. Today's word is for this sound. Jonathan, how would you describe that sound in Japanese?
Well, I'm not sure how to describe it in Japanese, but it sounds like somebody was hitting a drum.
That's right. It's actually the sound of someone hitting a small Japanese shoulder drum. The sound word for this is
pon.
Pon. Okay, I see.
Well, pon can be used in various ways. The sound I make when I pat you on the shoulder would be pon. Also, popcorn bursts with the sound pon.
That's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to learning more of these.
That's been our sound words.
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's the corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は...
Well, today when people greet, they all bow. They hardly shake hands. It's just like in Thailand.
Well, we just kicked off our new series of Easy Japanese. How did you like it?
Please join us next time.
さようなら。